True Blue. It's Radio 970 News Time, 710 now on Morning Bulletin. It's currently 35 degrees in downtown Billings. Time to check the road conditions again with Roadwatch Montana's John Arneson. Hello, John.
Well, hello, Kyle, and hello, commuters. This Roadwatch update brought to you by Big Sky Collision Center. Two-vehicle accident they're still working on just south of Laurel on Highway 212. Police and medical are on the scene now. We do have a rollover being reported on the interstate near Columbus and also a one-vehicle accident on an I-90 eastbound lane near the Wyoming border. So it is slippery out there. Be careful on the interstates especially. See those two huge tractor trailers with those massive loads headed for the ConocoPhillips Billings oil refinery. Got their schedule now. They're going to be coming down Main Street approximately 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. The two trucks, several vehicle escorts are scheduled to travel from the east on I-94 to Highway 12 and then connect with 87 and then on to Main Street. Once again, that'll be between 12:30 and 1:30. Then they're off to U.S. 87 to I-90 and off at the 27th Street overpass. And they should be headed they should be getting there probably around 2:30, so do be aware of that. Say the total bridge replacement project is underway. The short bridge that goes over the canal on Shamrock Lane between Emerald Drive and Hilltop Road, that is going to be closed until the end of the year. And Colson Road will be closed today between Sandon Boulevard and Johnson Lane from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, I hope you don't need a body shop today or anytime soon, but when and if you do, think of the Big Sky Collision Center. Honest, reliable, guaranteed work and state-of-the-art body repair. The Big Sky Collision Center in Billings. I'm John Arneson for Roadwatch Montana and News Radio 970 KBUL.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
2 months before being elected America's 14th president, his 11-year-old son Benny was killed as their campaign train rolled off the tracks. This happened to Franklin Pierce, who was born this day, November 23, 1804. Elected to Congress at age 29, he was a U.S. Senator at 33. After one term, he resigned and enlisted in the Army as a private. Promoted to Brigadier General, he served in General Winfield Scott's campaign against Mexico City. President Franklin Pierce stated, "It must be felt that there is no national security but in the nation's humble acknowledged dependence upon God and His overruling providence."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
This is Radio News Time, 7:13 on Morning Bulletin here. It's currently 35 degrees under, well, we'll call it overcast skies in Billings. This look at the weather forecast brought to you by Rich's Flooring. The holidays are just around the corner. Get that old flooring replaced at Rich's Flooring, 713 Main Street. See the latest carpeting, linoleum, ceramics, and woods. Quality selection and honest straight talk at Rich's Flooring in the Heights. Mostly cloudy skies for today, a 20% chance of snow showers and colder, a high around 38 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with still a 20% chance of snow and a low of 23 degrees. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, a chance of snow showers in the morning, then slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon, a high of 43 degrees. The wind's picking up tomorrow out of the southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour, and that'll be part of the reason why we warm up a little bit. On Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of rain showers, highs in the lower 50s. And then on Friday for the big shopping day, partly cloudy skies and colder, a high in the upper 30s. Around the state at this hour, Great Falls, fair skies in 17, Bozeman, overcast in 24, Miles City, fair skies in 15, and 35 in overcast skies here at News Radio 970, KBUL. Well, the scientist who invented the K-rations that fueled American GIs in World War II and who linked high cholesterol and fatty diets to heart disease has died. Ansel Keys died on Saturday of natural causes. He was 100 years old. Federal officials say seatbelt usage in the U.S. is at an all-time high. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says 80% of the people in cars are buckling up. It says increased awareness and police efforts have helped push the numbers up in 37 states this year. London media says security services have foiled four or five attacks planned by terrorists linked to Al-Qaeda. They say the plans included 9/11-style attacks on London's Heathrow Airport and its financial district. The reports don't state when the plots were uncovered. A UN official says three hostages freed from Afghanistan are in good spirits and should be heading home soon. The UN workers were freed yesterday after being held for nearly 4 weeks. The UN says they have all been given time to call relatives and friends and to just relax. Texas police are charging a mother with capital murder for allegedly fatally injuring her 11-month-old daughter. Dina Schlosser has a history of postpartum depression. On a 911 tape, she calmly tells an operator she cut off the girl's arms. A hymn plays in the background. McDonald's is bringing in a new CEO for the second time in 7 months. Jim Skinner was once a restaurant manager trainee at the burger franchise. He replaces Charlie Bell, who resigned to fight colon cancer. And Ron Artest of the Indiana Pacers says he wishes last Friday's brawl never happened, but thinks his season-long suspension is too harsh. Artest was at the center of the brawl in Detroit and tells NBC it was the third time he had been hit with something from the crowd. 7:16 now in the Morning Bulletin, and it's time to check in with Johnny Holiday in ABC Sports.
From ABC Sports,